Hello and welcome to the podcast, We Are Selling. My name's Lee Woodward, the creator of the Complete Salesperson course, appearing on behalf of Realtair, the owners of Pitch, Sign and Sell. Today, we are going to continue our conversation on lead conversion. What is it you're actually offering and how are you going to win business in 2024? And to bring this all together, I've got one of the greatest coaches ever to walk the earth joining me. Claudio, how are you?
Lee, I am super excited and honored to be on this podcast with you because I've known you for a long time. And thank you for the wonderful, wonderful intro. If I'm the great, you are the greatest. the goat, as they say. Lee, extremely honoured because I've known you for a very long time, for certainly over 23 years. And firstly, I just want to say thank you for everything that you've done for the industry and the legacy that you're giving, leaving the, you know, for us all here, which is amazing. And, you've made real estate a much better place with you as part of it. So firstly, I just want to say thank you and thank you for having me here today with your listeners.
Well, we are absolutely ecstatic to have you on board. And Claudio, we go out to a few countries now, just for our listeners that may not have heard of you, which wouldn't be many. take us into your background.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Lee. Well, look, 28 years in the industry and, you know, started my career in the eastern suburbs of Sydney in Australia, of course. And, you know, that was back in 1995. So it was a very, very long time ago. And I was lucky enough, I suppose, earlier in my career, I had a very good principal. I was working out of LJ Hooker at Bondi Junction, and the principal there, John Gordon, was a wonderful mentor of mine. And, you know, we went to one of these first ARICs, in 1998. I think it was at the Sheraton on the Park, if my memory serves me correct. And, you know, there was Bob Boland, there was Dr. Fred Gross, there was Lilian Montalto, Bobby Wolf. You know, some of the legends of these guys, and that really, I suppose, inspired me getting and understanding real estate and how I could further my career. And, you know, and I'm not sure if you're around then, Lee, but I couldn't find a real estate coach in Australia. We didn't have the internet as we do today to go and Google someone and find someone, but I did and was lucky enough to, start working with a gentleman of Bob Boland in those days because he was telling everyone how we wrote $20 million in 12 months in real estate. And I said to myself while I was sitting there listening to him, I need to know what he's doing so I could be doing what he's doing. And I was really lucky enough and I went and spent a week with him in Michigan. And he became a really good, you know, sort of mentor of mine. And I suppose, yeah, that's where my career really started to sort of blossom and kick off and got into Captain's Club and all of the Millionaires Club in LJ Hooker and then moved into the realm from Bondi Junction in early 2000 to Double Bay and listing and selling there. And after doing that, Lee, you know, was working with Johnny McGrath in the last 13 years, I suppose, 2010 of, actually being a real estate coach, just like you, Lee, but certainly not on the level and scale of where you're at. Being like anything, Lee, I think we get a lot more enjoyment of what we do is contribute as much as we can contribute to others' lives and help them to potentially see something different they're not seeing or help them accelerate their careers. It makes me much, this is what the joy and love I get out of, you know, coaching.
And Claudio, you do an amazing job as a coach. I get to speak to many of the agents that do those sessions with you. And right now, I know you're doing a lot of work for the agency. You've been their lead coach and mentor. And I've done some of the training sessions. And just for our listener, there's core skills in training, which is where you go to your workshops and your training sessions. But then there's coaching. And coaching is different. It's an incredible skill that you have to sit down, unlock it, listen to a different person in a different state, in a different scenario, and give your opinion, your navigation of what they should be doing, which is exactly why we wanted you on the program today from a coaching perspective.
Thank you.
Claudio, we want to talk about lead conversion. That's our
yes.
theme and topic today.
Yes.
What are you assisting agents with that's given them that edge and breakthrough, or what do we need to learn about lead conversion that we haven't brought to our attention of late?
Yeah, well, it's a good question. Like, you know, I say to many of my clients, I suppose, Lee, is like, you know, you've got that opportunity, you know, you go to the listing appointment. And I remember, you know, I don't know if it was a year or two ago, a client of mine, that we were doing some work on, you know, from, you know, that listing appointment to winning the listing. And he said, you know, I heard once that, you know, you win 30% of the at the listing presentation. It might have been you, I'm not sure, but I don't remember who said this to him, but he said 30% is won up the front before you go into the listing appointment. 40% is won at the, you know, at the listing appointment itself. And then the other 30% is won at the end of the listing appointment. And, you know, I've always found when agents, you know, their conversion is quite low. And, you know, you think about, you know, you're going into a new year, 2024, and you think about, like, how's your conversion right now? Now, I think if you've got a conversion of 80% or more from listing appointment to win the listing, that to me is like you've got a superpower. If you're somewhere between 60 to 80%, it's probably a strength. You know, somewhere between 40 to 60%, I call that, like, you know, it's probably a weakness in your part of your business. And if it's less than, you know, 40% to zero, it's a real problem in your business. So you really want to be on the upper bands of those, you know, certainly between, I believe, somewhere between 75 and above. But, you know, when you look back at conversion, the people who have lost it and they've got really low conversion, one of the things I ask them is, why would I use you over anyone else? And, Lee, one of the things is most people, like, sort of, you know, sort of tiptoe around the answer. That they don't have a very compelling reason why I would use, you know, you, right? And I suppose the biggest thing I'd probably say in a prospect's mind, there's three questions they want answered. Why should I use you? Why should I sign up now? And why should I do this? And if you don't have a very compelling, you know, very interesting, believable, desirable, powerful way to explain and answer those three questions, even though the prospect may not ask you, but in their subconscious, they're thinking about it, you'll always get, you know, towards the end of a listing appointment, they'll probably say to you, we want to think about it. We're interviewing other agents. But how do you actually get someone at the listing appointment to put their hand up and go, wow, I mean, where do we sign up, Claudia? We'd love to move forward with you today. And I think generally the agents who are really clear on their offering, because I think biggest mistake agents is they don't have a clear offering. Number two, they're very, very fluffy around, you know, what value they bring to the table and what makes them different compared to their other competitors in the local market. So their offer's weak. They're very fluffy around, you know, what value they bring to the table. And I suppose the other thing is they really don't own the outcome, because if you don't believe in what you're bringing to the table, you're sort of not fully immersed in understanding, you know, you back yourself going in there. So you don't own the outcome. It's sort of like you want the listing, but you're not going in there like you already got the listing. And that's certainly, I think, some of the things that I've really seen. So the first thing, Lee, I would say to you is, like, we've got to talk about, like, you know, why would I use you? Yeah. What makes you different to everybody else?
And what a great question. And in a coaching perspective, you would hear so many wonderful answers as we do in training this. What's some of your strong players? How they got that right? And what are they doing to win that point?
So it was really interesting. One of my, you know, coaches years back, you know, and I learned this years ago, he called it the four horsemen. He called it the framework, this framework, right? And I know you love frameworks, Lee.
I do.
So you would really appreciate this. So he talked about the four horsemen framework, and he said, like, first horseman you take people through is what you call problem aware. So if you don't talk about a problem first, why would they want to use you, right? Second framework they talk about is solution aware, right? Like, so you talk about the problem that may happen to them, and then, you know, you take them through the next part, which is what we call the solution aware, which is you're the one talking about how this will be a solution. You can bring that solution to the table. The third one is what we call you aware, like really clear about your offering, what you're doing now, and how you're really going to add value to this experience, yeah, for them around choosing you. And the fourth framework is what he talked about, was like timing aware, like getting them to act now. Like, why should they sign with you now? Like I was saying earlier, why now? But walking them through that timing aware. So I suppose if we look at that framework for a moment, just to give you a bit of context, like if we look at that, right, Lee, you know, what would be a problem with selling a home? So if I was, you know, talking to you, Lee, and I asked you this question, what would be the worst case scenario when selling your home? What do you think most people would answer, Lee?
That it didn't sell or it was undersold.
Yeah. So let's just say they normally say, yeah, it doesn't sell. We don't get any buyers for our property. If you're an auction office, you know, we didn't get it, we didn't get any registered bidders at the auction. So straight away, by asking a question, we control the focus, right? So by me asking that question, I'm controlling their focus. So they're starting to think about, like, what would be the worst case scenario when selling your home? So most people say exactly what you just sort of said, Lee. And I could say to you, well, that's a pretty bad scenario, Lee, but, you know, I suppose, look, you've still got the deeds to your home. You haven't sold it exactly. Like, you haven't signed contracts. If you haven't got any buyers or you don't get the price you want, you don't have to sell, right? You've still got the deeds to your home. Is that right? And they go, yeah, that's true. And I said, well, that's a bad scenario, but what would be the worst case scenario? What about, Lee, if you sold your home and then once you sold your home, you know, you signed your contract, so you have actually passed the deeds to the new buyer, and you find out in hindsight after it's all happened, after the event, that a week goes by and that buyer that bought your home had potentially another 100, 150, 50,000, whatever it may be, was willing to pay for your home, but the agent you chose to work with wasn't able to extract that. Would that be the worst case scenario, Lee?
Yeah, definitely underselling the property would be.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a technical term in real estate. It's actually called the gap. And I suppose what I want to share with you and what I bring to the table is I close the gap. And I'll explain to you exactly what that looks like. So straight away, as I've asked those questions, Lee, I've grabbed that person's attention. And as I've grabbed that person's attention, I've grabbed their focus. So I've automatically brought them into what we call problem aware. Yeah? Because as soon as you bring the problem, now what I'm going to begin to unpack, right? And we're not going to have the time today to go step by step, but I take you through that second part of the framework, which would be the solution aware. So let's talk about how we're going to close that gap. Yeah? And then I will share with them exactly step by step what I do differently compared to other agents in the marketplace that would actually, like, you know, be general and go through an agenda. Yeah. The agenda, I believe, in the beginning part, Lee, should always be built between you and the client. Yeah. It's not something that I come in and going, here's my agenda, let's do this. Like, it's almost like I say to them, so, you know, thanks for inviting me here this morning, Lee. What is it you would like to achieve from our, you know, time together this morning? And, you know, generally they'll throw price. What are your fees? You know, what do you think my home is worth? What's the best sales process to get sold today? Should we go auction or should we do private surety? Maybe do off market. So you get all these different things. And, you know, I want to really bring and raise that to the table. I want to bring that problem aware. And I'll normally say in that part of the agenda, I'll say, like, is it worthwhile having a little bit of discussion here today, Lee, a little bit about, you know, what value I bring to the table here and what makes me a little bit different to some of the other local agents? And what would you say, Lee? You'd probably go, yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, that's right? That curiosity, you know, people being curious about what you could do is a good thing. And Claudia, yeah, you just tapped into something, that a couple of big things there that I'd like to respond on.
Please.
It's so nice to hear you explain it that way, because we're both in our separate worlds doing the same thing for same people. But
yes,
what you've just done there and breaking that presentation up is so important. And I think a lot of agents don't quite get that, and they break some of the communication rules. So, for example, you should never do any content until you've got a connection.
Yes.
And by doing that first stage of discovery and working out where they are, you get to have them feel like, using the technique of vendor involvement, that you're interested to know how you can best bring that together. And when you went into the gap part, that's bringing that difference in of everybody else's, and to everyone listening to this audio, I don't want to offend anyone, but be very careful you don't turn into an advertising rep who sells advertising versus we are real estate professionals.
Yes.
We are real estate advisors. We're advising people what to do with their asset. And in that tour that we did with the agency last year, I was over in WA for you guys.
That's
and,
right.
You know, really enjoyed speaking to the super team over there. They're like phenomenal.
Crazy. And a two-speed economy at the moment, right, Lee? Like, over there, I think days on market's like less than 24 hours compared to over here on the East Coast. It's completely different, but yeah, you're right.
But when working with the team over there, we had time to really break this conversation down. Yes. And, you know, in a listing workshop, it's no longer about scripts and dialogues and how good you think you are. It's about interviewing the owner.
That's right.
We got into that conversation and I said to the group, I think we had 110 agents in the room and they were doing that advanced listing work, which is exactly what you and I are doing now.
Yes.
When you ask that question of agents, what is it we actually do for a job for the owner? And everyone has these answers of we take the stress away, we've got to get the greatest price, but that's just our position description. Whereas what we actually do for the owner is protect the asset. And this is where this gap conversation that you're onto now is about that. Our job's to protect the asset.
Absolutely, absolutely, which is one of their greatest assets, right?
Yeah.
And I think the more you're able to protect the asset, keep the integrity of the asset, and you're demonstrating that, like in a lounge room, right, Lee, that's what they're going to feel. That's what's going to come across from them, you know, from you. Is that connection. And you know, one of the things is when you said something really important as well, like you got to have that connection with that client. And it's like that discovery part, as you mentioned, and what we spoke about before. And, you know, and you're talking about the agenda and your time together here this morning when you're at that listing appointment. And even if you do a lot of sales in an area, like I always say to clients to say, you know, Lee, we say, you know, one of the things you should always say is like saying, look, in helping hundreds of families here in Smithville, you know, is it worthwhile sharing with you the strategy and the blueprint that's enabled them to maximize their sale price when we sold their home? Yeah. And, you know, when you say words like help hundreds of families, people start to see credibility, experience, results, because certain words that we use when we're as you say, framing, you know, in a lot of the work that we're putting together, you know, it does create impact, it does create influence, it does create persuasion, yeah? And then people do become much more, I suppose, comfortable with you and, you know, they become to, you know, get much more of a connection with you and rapport with you on that respect. But it's sometimes it's those little things that we talk about. But at the same time, Lee, you know, I would also highlight to the listeners here today, it's, you know, one thing is reading a script and understand. What I always say to people is understanding it. Yeah. Like, you know, when you talk about your listing presentation, and I did the Complete Salesman course, which I recommend anyone here, they should be doing it at least every like 2 to 3 years. Just keep, if you do it, just keep doing it. Keep great refreshers. One of the best courses I know it's probably your signature course there, Lee. But
I know.
No. But it's an amazing course, and I know you may have even done the audio book around this. I remember seeing something recently that you've done that as well. But my point is this, Lee. My point is this: is, you know, even when you go to the Complete Salesman course and you learn it, right? You study it, you learn it. But if you have a script, you need to understand the script. It's like doing a course. Understand the course. Yeah. A script is a script. A course is a course, unless you really understand the script and you know what it means and what it's like doing, like what you and I share with our, you know, our the agents that we work with, exactly the same thing. It's like understanding it really well.
Yeah, and you're so right. Like, we all learnt scripts and dialogues because that was a salesperson thing to do.
Yes.
And then the world of communication has changed. And today, I recommend to everyone, words and concepts. Like, understand the concept of something. So the gap is the concept. But then use your own words to communicate and connect. Because as soon as we start to sound like somebody else, that's when people are like, are you okay? Why did your voice change? And and suddenly it's all a bit odd. But words and concepts, doing it your own way. But what you've just said then is so important. Understand what that is.
Yes,
we might be explaining to an owner or a potential seller about staged marketing and why we stage the marketing. And people go, oh, that sounds great. I'm going to say that. But you've actually got to do it. You can't just say it. Yeah, and you've got to understand, you know, the longer the property's on the market, the less people expect to pay. That these things are real things. They're not just there to sound good. It's actually professional selling.
Correct. Correct. Absolutely. And understand, like you said, the concept of why would it be to their advantage? Why would it be to their benefit to, you know, pay for a stylist and get the styling done rather than just sort of saying, oh, we should get the styling done, right? So 100%, Lee, 100%.
Absolutely amazing. Now, Claudio, you're Tommy. Just too good to take off air. are you going to join us next week and we'll do another one?
I would love to, and it would be my honour to be on your podcast again, Lee. So, yep, put me down. I'm there.
Excellent. Well, lead conversion and understanding your offering, getting your words right, words and concepts, understanding the gap theory, those questions. And I love that saying where, you know, questions get answers, statements get judged. And that was just a great example of what you're communicating there. But, Claudio, we're going to see you next week. And we're going to do the topic on stop and think. Claudio,
thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.